Blame the Christmas tree. The artificial Scotch pine filled Scarlett's view every morning when the elevator doors opened on the downtown Anchorage Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. And every morning, she scowled in its direction before following the cheery, ugly garland adorning the outer gray fabric walls of the cubicle city where she worked. The office redecorating was someone's idea of a joke, because the calendar clearly indicated October, the 19th to be exact, which also meant the Christmas project that consumed half the summer and much of the fall was a full month past her internship end date. Exiting the elevator, she avoided eye contact as she made her way to her desk. With her head down, she could ignore the two frequently expressed greetings of Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. Some of her coworkers took her job way too seriously. They weren't heading up the Get Alaska off the Naughty Christmas Spirit List assignment. That would be her, the one with zero Christmas spirit. She couldn't blame her chilly mood entirely on the tree, or on the tinsely garland either. Not even on the Christmas carols that her cubicle mate had been humming under her breath for a solid month. Just all of it together served to remind her of the previous Christmas. As usual, Fisher from development hovered in the hallway.
"Did you hear back from Santa at the North Pole?"
Scarlett bumped her phone up to her ear. "Sorry," she mouthed the word and shrugged a shoulder toward the device before disappearing into the space she shared with Trina Marie. "Marley is dead," Trina announced. "Well, I guess it's only fitting." Scarlett set her phone down and pulled at her gloves before dropping them in an empty desk drawer, one at a time. Trina put her hands to her hips, her long dark hair swaying as she spoke. "Your compassion is underwhelming." Then she pointed. "I loved that fish. If he shows up in your dreams, don't blame me." Continuing her morning ritual, Scarlett unwound a baby blue wool scarf from around her neck and tossed it into the same drawer. "Call me Scrooge if you want, but you also loved Marley number one, Marley number two, in fact, Marley's 3, 4, 5, and 6. She scrunched her fingers through her honey-colored curls. "And maybe 7. Was this number 7 or 8? I forget." Trina shot her a look. "It was 7. I don't count the Marley that didn't even make it home from the pet store." Scarlett unzipped her white sweater-lined coat slowly, reluctant to give up its warmth. "There are 2 things I have come to count on since my arrival in Anchorage. Being cold and your fish dying. I think they're related."